It's time again for your letters. Sealed with a kiss or signed anonymous, we open them all. And here to help me make it through the mail stack is our producer, Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Miss Farai Chidea, how do you do?
I do great. How did we do this week with letters?
I had a hard time believing the sincerity of this guest, writes Pete Oslin of St. Louis, Missouri. The guest that Pete is referring to is rapper Talib Kweli. Now, Farai, you spoke with Kweli earlier about all kinds of things like fatherhood and the race for the White House. Here's what Kweli had to say about the relationship that he sees between hip-hop and the ballot box.
My personal take on politics is I deal with social situations and cultural situations in my music and in my life. I have said on record many times that I haven't voted. I think it's clear to me that our system has failed us. It's a shame because so many people fought and died for our right to vote.
Now, like I said before, Farai, our listener Pete Oslin was a little upset about Kweli's politics. And Pete sent us this. Talib seemed to mention that his music and its message are more life-changing and important than the individual privilege and right to vote. All I can say is the worst thing that could happen to the future of African Americans is to cop out and stop voting. As he was talking on your show, I was saddened that people might buy into what he was saying.
Well, thanks, Pete. And earlier this week, I spoke with Dr. Luther Virgil. He helped me dispel some myths about how HIV and AIDS can and can't be transmitted. Dr. Janaki Karupu works with HIV patients in Baltimore. Dr. Karupu enjoyed the interview and wrote to share some of the misconceptions that the doctor encounters regularly. Many of my patients have come to believe that the drug companies are unwilling to, quote, find a cure because that will dry up their revenue source derived from having a steady demand for HIV drugs. This clearly comes out of the legitimate fears stemming from the Tuskegee syphilis study experience and the frequently expressed view among those who are poor or disenfranchised that the government is using them as guinea pigs.
And just in case you thought News and Notes was only a national act, we've got a letter that came via snail mail all the way from Yokohama, Japan. That's pretty cool. But listener Larry Taylor's 3-page single-spaced letter came packed with some tough criticism for News and Notes. Larry writes, "Over the past year, I am left with the impression that your program theme supports the point of view that all African Americans endure a constant, hostile onslaught of racism on a daily basis."
And Larry didn't finish there. He went on to say this, "News and Notes is propagating a misinformed and inaccurate message that is holding back the African American community and doing a tremendous disservice to those who listen to your program." Well, Larry, thanks for your letter, and thanks for typing up the whole thing and sending it clear across the Pacific. I know that a lot of our listeners appreciate our focus on America's progress on racial and social issues. And believe it or not, sometimes we do pass on stories about discrimination simply because we try to explore Black life from many angles, not just with one lens. By the way, domo arigato for your letter, and please keep listening. Ohayo gozaimasu from Culver City.
Wow, and that's it for our letters this week, but please keep writing. If you want to drop us a note, you don't have to head to the post office. Just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. But do us two real big favors. First, tell us where you're writing from, and then how to say your name.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271.
And go ahead and tell them about the News and Views blog.
Post your comments by going to nprnewsandviews.org.
And we've got a pretty cool newsletter, too. You can go to the blog and find out how to sign up.
And Christopher, thanks again.
Anytime, Farai.
That's our show for today, and thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.